And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 20th of September, 2017. It's the birthday of the poet, essayist Donald Hall, Hamden, Connecticut, 1928. His most recent book, a collection called Essays After 80. It was when he was a young man, a student at Exeter. Donald Hall decided to become a writer. He'd loved horror movies as a kid, so he read Edgar Allan Poe and tried to write like him as well. He said, "I decided that I would be a poet for the rest of my life and started by working at poems for an hour or two every day after school. I never stopped." He said, "I love to work, and work in my life has meant only one thing, and that's a pen on the paper." It's the birthday of the famous editor Maxwell Perkins, born in New York City in 1884. He was the man who discovered F. Scott Fitzgerald, Ernest Hemingway, and Thomas Wolfe at a time when his fellow editors at Scribner's wanted to sign more experienced writers. Perkins looked for new talent. He was not good at spelling or punctuation, and he was a very slow reader, but he had a gift for spotting talent. His biggest challenge was Thomas Wolfe, who was an overwriter, unable to delete almost anything. He wrote his novel Of Time and the River standing up, using the top of a refrigerator for a desk, throwing each page into a box without editing or looking at it. Perkins had to go through the mess of papers and put them in some kind of order based on his best guess. Maxwell Perkins, who said, "An editor does not add to a book. At best, he serves as a handmaiden to an author." And it's the birthday of the poet and novelist Stevie Smith, born in East Yorkshire, England, 1902. Her name was Florence Margaret. Her family called her Peggy. But when she was a young woman, somebody told her that she reminded him of the jockey Steve Donohue, and she was Stevie after that. She came out with a novel, 1936, Novel on Yellow Paper, which was very popular when it came out in 1936. Stevie Smith's most famous poem was Not Waving But Drowning, which a few years back was voted the second favorite poem in Great Britain. Here's a poem for today by Patrick Phillips, The Singing. I can hear her through the thin wall, singing, up before the sun, two notes, a kind of hushed half-breathing. Each time the baby makes that little moan, can hear her trying not to sing, then singing anyway, a thing so old it might as well be Hittite or Minoan, and so soft no one would ever guess that I myself once sang that very song back when my son and then his brother used to cry all night or half the morning, though nothing in all the world was wrong. And now how strange to be the man from next door, listening as the baby cries, then quiets, cries, and quiets each time she sings their secret song that would sound the same 10,000 years ago and has no meaning but to calm. The Singing, a poem by Patrick Phillips from Elegy for a Broken Machine, published by Knopf and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.